You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I'm your host, Dork, and you just heard Entre Barotes, Behind Bars by Prison Affair, off of Demo 2 out of Barcelona, Spain. Teachable Moments, the show on CITR, where we're just trying to figure out what is hot, what is not, who knows? Not me, your host, Dork. Teachable Moments is broadcast on CITR 101.9 FM on the unceded, ancestral, and traditional land of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Today's definition of the word cool, adjective, chill. I know that they mean two different things. I think it's a funny comparison in that cool and chill, I would say, are kind of like, they're synonyms in like the like very literal definition of the words, but they're also like kind of synonymous in their like social aspect. I'm not thinking of like they're cool, like you know, like someone. No, I don't think anyone says this anymore. But like it's like if like someone's not aggro, you'll be like, oh, they're cool. Now I think you would just say they're chill. Maybe to distinguish between cool and chill, because they do mean different things, so I don't think that cool really means chill. Like, if anything, it's like, in a lot of ways, cool means that you're, like, not chill, you're just, like, kind of neurotic about very specific things. I mean, if we've learned anything from this show, Teachable Moments, which is just a moment where we take a moment to be taught and to teach about what's cool, it's that cool means a lot of things in a lot of different contexts. I can't caveat all of it. Whatever. Cool, adjective, chill. Also, just an episode where I didn't really have a definition. So, I just like these songs, and I wanted to play them. I just heard Prison Affair, like, literally this morning. My friend posted it on their story, and I was like, this is good. This is chill. I'm gonna play it. I'm gonna play it on my show, because I can. Which I think was a chill, that was a chill move on my part. Okay, we're gonna dive in. The first song is Yoshi's Revenge by Devours. Hot, brand new, single. Very chill, just curious. Chill or not chill? Video games? Pretty chill. Revenge? Not that chill. So, it's layered. Anyway, this is Yoshi's Revenge on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
It's official. We need to break up. I gave you head, I gave you space, but I'll never replace your true love. Drugs. What is punk? You need to adapt. Counterculture, rags to rags. My body is waxed. Blame yourself. Do the work. Your thinly veiled misogyny, a stain on my new skirt. Yeah.
You just heard Burn One for the Saints by Morning Coo off of the album Baby Blue. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I'm your host, Dork. What's up? Just like very busy day of wearing glasses and stuff for me. Just before that, you heard Run Away With Her by Sookyun Lee. Hot new single. Love it. I'm not that familiar with Sookyun Lee's like discography or body of work or whatever. It's out on Mint Records. Mint Records is like somehow associated, which is like how I found out about it. But this song, like Run Away With Her, is like pretty different from the other stuff on her Spotify. But geez Louise, do I love it. And then opened that set with Yoshi's Revenge by Devours, another hot new single off of his upcoming album. I'm gonna assume that we don't know the title, because I don't know the title. Today's definition of the word cool, cool, chill. No, cool, adjective, chill. Got it. I think that, like, I already talked about this, but, like, cool and chill are, like, both mean the same thing and don't. Tune in about, like, 15 minutes ago to know what I mean by that, I guess. But I'm just, like, I'm kind of, like, curious, what do the people think of, like, is Run Away With Her, that theme, that, like, idea, is that chill? There's an element of chill in that, like, ugh, like, I just see this person. The song is also pretty chill. Like, I'm obsessed with her. I'm not obsessed with her, but, like, whatever. Like, the idea of, like, running away with someone, it's, like, very romantic. It's very, like, ugh, like, devil may care. Like, unburden yourself with the shackles of life and just, like, run away with this person you adore in some way. That's kind of chill. That's also, like, incredibly stressful to me. Like, where's the plan and structure? But also, like, is she with, like, to me, I don't know why, but, like, that really doesn't seem like the move of, like, two people, like, mutually making that decision. Like, it's not, it doesn't really seem like we're their partners and, like, they've just decided they're gonna, like, run away together. Like, it's kind of more of a, like, it just reminds me of, like, I don't know, like, this woman is, like, trapped in this relationship, and then, like, all she can do is, like, run away with, like, her lover or whatever. So chill or not chill? Call in. Moving on. I'm gonna play some Japanese Breakfast out of Philadelphia. This is hot new single, Be Sweet. She has a new album coming out, and I'll find out what it's called, during the break. So enjoy. You're listening to Teachable Moments, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, on 101.9 FM.
Feel the night passing by like a mystic. The world is on fire for you. I built this empire of doom.
Kids, are you missing the excitement of a good local live punk show? Cheap beer, sweat, filthy washrooms, ringing ears, and mostly crowds are for your pals? We'll pick up the new Ape War Needs 7-inch EP, Two Lil Shits, on Bandcamp at your fave local record shops or streaming in all the streamy places. You'll still miss all of that? But with a new bunch of tunes to put into your ear holes. Check them out at ApeWar1 on Bandcamp.com or Needs Vancouver on Bandcamp.com. Hope to see y'all soon.
At the count of three, imagine yourself in your ideal place of relaxation. One, two, three.
You're listening to...
Spit in your ear.
On C.
And this is
IT.
R.
101.9 FM.
Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked you for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked you for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked you for that. Now you're all gone, got your makeup on, and you're not coming back. Can't you come back? Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked you for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked you for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked you for that. Now you're all gone, got your makeup on, and you're not coming back. Bleaching your teeth, smiling, flesh, talking trash under your breath. Bleaching your teeth, smiling, flesh, talking trash under your breath. Bleaching your teeth, smiling, flesh, talking trash under your breath. Bleaching your teeth, smiling, flesh, talking trash under my breath.
Hello, you are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And you just heard Anthems for a 17-Year-Old Girl by Broken Social Scene. That's right, I played it. I have a little sister who turned 17. Her birthday's really late in the year, so like all throughout kind of like her 16, the year she was 16, all her friends were playing, her were turning 17. And she like made a playlist for them about all about songs about like girls who were 17, which I thought was really funny. I also like did not know what this song was called when I was 17. My friend made me a mixtape when I moved to Vancouver from Toronto, and he put this song on it, and I was like, I'd never heard of it. I like didn't know anything about it. And it's been like showing up a lot in memes recently. The like park that car, drop that phone, sleep on the floor, dream about me part. And I just like Googled it and I was like, wow, like, ugh, I don't know. I just have so many like feelings about it. It's like such a not cool song, but I also just really do enjoy it. Like I do think it's good. So I don't know. Shameless. I feel like it's good to be like shameless. Just say you like stuff. Whatever. I'm going to move on. Just before that, you heard Dick Disciple by Devours off of 2Kids Dick Disciple double A side, because Devours does not do B sides. He's better than that. Opened that set with Be Sweet by Japanese Breakfast, first single off of her new album, Jubilee, which is coming out later this year. I want to say June. I'm not sure. Google it. Teachable Moments, show where we try to figure out what's hot, what's not. Today's definition of the word cool. Cool, adjective, chill. You would think they mean the exact same thing, but I don't think they do. My question for you is, 17-year-old girls, chill or not chill? I think we can all unanimously agree, 17-year-old girls are not chill. They're nightmares. I mean, I have experienced it, and let me tell you, not chill. None of it is chill. It's like, I was talking to someone about this, like, the other day, like, teens are the freaking worst. Have a kid, they're disgusting, then they hate you, and then you act like nothing happened. And 17-year-old girls to me are like really the peak of like, oh my god. I'm sure some people have good relationships with their parents and they don't hate them. I mean, show me one, but I'm sure it happens. But like, not chill. As a demographic, not chill. A, they're just like freaking out all the time about like how they're perceived. That's not a chill move. Be chiller. Don't care. And then also, yeah, just like a really difficult to be around. I will say again, I said this at the top of the set, I have a 17-year-old sister. I love her very much. I love spending time with her. That being said, not chill. She is not a chill person. Being sweet is chill. Okay, we're gonna move on. This is Swing and a Miss by Fake Fruit. Oh my god, yes, people, we are back. Fake Fruit is back with a whole new album. Fake Fruit, they haven't released anything in years, and I love it. I'm so excited, I'm so happy. I'm just really stoked. So this is Swing and a Miss. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. And hey you, I adore you. Thank you.
suck my neck out for you. I did. I suck my neck out for you. I did. I suck my neck out for you. I did. I suck my neck out, out, out for you. I did.
You painted a picture.
Thank you.
You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard The Simplicity by Future Star off of her new album, When Will the DJ of Love Grant Me My One Request? I don't know. Sorry. Just over that, you heard Hit and Miss by Nice Apple off of This Time Nice Apple is Auto-Cathecting, throwback, and then opened that set with Swing and a Miss by Fake Fruit off of their brand new album, Fake Fruit. Today's definition of the word cool, cool, adjective, chill. Again, you would think they're the same. I think we can all agree that they're not. So I feel like pretty obviously, Swing and a Miss by Fake Fruit, Hit and Miss by Nice Apple, very, I would say, similar themes. I like remember being really confused, really confused is dramatic, but being confused by the title Hit and Miss, like, because in my brain, because swing and a miss obviously is a saying, and it's like you like tried something and it like really didn't work out, but hey, you like went for it. But I remember like in my brain I just was like, oh, it's called swing and miss, like swing and a miss. And then, like, looking at it and actually, and, like, listening to it and being like, wait a second, like, what? but, I mean, I guess that's the whole point. I just, like, really had, like, a very, like, definite moment of, like, I have been referencing this song completely wrong. And my, it's, like, I guess, like, a very, like, what is that, like, portmanteau or whatever. Just, like, I really thought I knew what was going on and I really didn't. So I honestly took a swing and a miss at that whole album title or song title. So that's cool. We're almost at the end of our episode. Just a few more songs for you today. Thank you so much for listening. Oh my gosh. Very chill of you. This is Sublime by Nivram, aka Sublime, off of Good Days and Bad Days EP. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
It's gonna take time, but you'll be alright. And you'll look back and laugh at all of these times. And don't be scared to come face to face with yourself again. What do I know? I'm just a floating thought. All these days that we forgot. You'll be alright. Don't be scared.
Now the patriarchy is dead, and we killed it.
If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience, we'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again.
Red Cat Records is an amazing artist-owned and operated record store. Shop from their diverse online music collection and get free shipping within Vancouver and the Lower Mainland with the purchase of two or more LPs. If you would like to further support them through the evolving COVID-19 crisis, you can do so by buying a gift card to use at a later date. Visit www.redcat.ca for more information.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, and traditional land of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. What's up? I'm your host, Dork, Teachable Moments, CITR's number one stop shop for what's hot, what's not. I should get t-shirts made with that on it. I think it's so funny, but I mean, I guess call in if you agree. Don't let me know if you disagree. I saw this meme the other day. It was like a Facebook meme kind of, but on Instagram. But it was like, this is not like, if you disagree with me, you will be blocked. This is not a space for constructive criticism or something. I just thought it was funny. But I've just been thinking about that. That's kind of like, that's not actually what this show is. Please do. I love feedback. And I love to grow. Anyway, you just heard Spinning by No Rome featuring Charlie XCX and the 1975. Hot take, I guess. I don't really care about the 1975. I like, if you like them, I'm so happy for you. I don't not like them. I'm just, like, so neutral about them. I love Charlie XCX, though. So, hence them being played. Just before that, you heard Crickets by Cecile Believe off of Plucking a Cherry from the Void, and then opened that set with Sublime by Nivram, aka Sublime, off of Good Days and Bad Days EP. I really associate Good Days and Bad Days EP with Valentine's Day, because I went to like a virtual kind of Zoom party thing that Nivram was like at and performed at, and they had like just released it a few days before, so I know it didn't come out on Valentine's Day, but to me it's like a very like romantic album. And then I have not been able to stop listening to Plucking a Cherry from the Void. I love it. There's a song, Bitch Bites Dog, Bitch Bites Bark. I promise I've listened to it, but obsessed Aruni. And thus, dear listener, we have reached the end of our show. Today's definition for cool, adjective chill. They're more different than you think. very chill of you to listen today. Very cool of me to provide content for you to listen to. I'm just kidding. I'm really grateful for anyone who pays attention or just like listens to the show. I hope you heard something you liked. If you didn't, let me know. And I'll probably keep playing it because I liked it. For reals, though, thank you. I hope you have a great day. This is Spike by Partner, the second single off of their upcoming album. Donna said was the first, and it was so good. So thank you so much for listening, and enjoy.